It's two against two. So why do we believe the second pair? And even if you could believe these two Dayanim, the two Dayanim are telling us, no, he's not a Apostle.
Yeah.
It's strange, training. Like, what's going to be? The first two Dayanim know this third Dayan is not a Gazlin. But we have two Edom already saying he is a Gazlin. So at the most, it's strange, it's two Edom against two Edom. So you can't believe these two Dayanim anyway. The Rashi says, Ki Amri Loi Gozal, even if the two Dayanim would tell us, no, he did not steal, Heavy lo treo tre, at most it's like two against two. Loi nefchashabach, it doesn't become kosher. Why is the first complaint with two? The kaimalon the kamon bepirik, and we learn later in our perik, a niru pachas mishnayim. When you have a complaint about something, it always means that two people made the complaint. See, if the complaint here is that this third dain is a gazlin and he's a apostle, so then that's two edim said he's apostle. So even if the two dayanim now say he's kosher, we still don't believe them. It's trey against two. It's two against two. They both cancel out. So why is it kosher? Elamai e ira de pagam mishpacha. If it's only an ira complaint, then maybe the person is a mamzer or he's an eved and he's supposed to be a dayin. For the gemara gilu milsa viyamu. That's only a gilu milsa. Rashi learns that everybody will find out about it. So Rashi says mishachosmu. Even if they signed already. Why don't we trust the second two dayonim to say the third one is kosher? There's no kosher. We're not going to be afraid. These two will lie. Because dov is there tzricha nein levarer. For dovr osu legalesu. Sheyiv zugu achrova. Sheyivar adover. Vein adusen shalelu. Tolu begadosen. Veinim ele megala dovr bialma. It's like only uncovering something. You're telling us the facts. These facts you won't lie. Because you know we'll find out later the truth. So if it's a question about the fact, is this third dying a mamzer, is he an eved or not? So we're not afraid the first two dayanim will lie, like there's no negei v'yedis. So therefore, the manashach, if it's only a era of a pagam mishpacha that two edim said he's an eved, then the two first two dayanim should be believed to say that he's kosher even if they signed. Now, Tosfos Kash and Rashi is again, why didn't the Gemara say here, train tray? If you have two people saying that this third dying is an eved, so if you have two people saying he's an Eved, how could the two Dayanim say he's not an Eved? At most, again, it'll be Trey against Trey, it'll be two against two. So what does it help? So the Pshat and Rashi, what you have to say is, that the people say that he's an Eved, they don't mean 100% that he's an Eved. People don't know. Ira means there's a complaint that maybe he's an Eved. They don't say for sure he's an Eved. There's a complaint that maybe he's an Eved. So if it's only maybe, then later if these two Edim, the two Dayanim tell us for sure he's not an Eved, so then of course we should believe them. There's no Chiddush here then. They're not called Nagei B'Yedis. So that's the Shailah. So Gemara says, Li'olam, really I'll tell you, Emloch, I'll tell you, Ira the Gazlanusa. We're talking about now two Edim came and told us that this third Dayan is the Gazlan. He stole, he's possibly aided to be a Dayan. Ukam Rihani, now how does it help for these two Dayanim to say that it's kosher? You know what they're telling us? I know that this third dayan did tshuva. That's the pshat. So it's not called trey and trey. True, you have two edim saying that he was a gazlin, but now these two dayanim are saying true he was a gazlin, but we know he did tshuva. So Rashi v'heshev esakzela, he returned what he stole, and he did tshuva. So he's a tzaddik now, therefore he's allowed to be a dayan. So that's the case here. So Mela, if the eight Dayanim sign together, then the way Rashi learns, we can't trust the second two Edim, because we're afraid they're Negeya Bedover. They're afraid maybe the person did not do Tshuva, and they'll lie and say the Tshuva, because it's a Genai, it's not nice for them to have signed together with Russia. That's the Chiddush of the Brayso, so that if they signed already, we don't trust them. But if they didn't sign yet, then we believe the second two Dayanim to say that the third Dayan did Tshuva already. Amar Rab Zeira. I heard over this halacha from Rababa. Vilav Rababa diminakuf, not for Rababa, from the place of Aku, shekachtoi, I would have forgot this halacha. What's the halacha? That gimel sheyosh v'lekayim es ashtar. You have three dayonim sitting down to be mekayim ashtar, ashtar milva, ashtar says that Shimon borrowed $1,000 and Edom signed on it, and now Bezdin wants to make sure that it's really the signatures of those Edom, it's not forged. So we have two Edim come in front of these three Dayanim, and when the three Dayanim hear that it's really the signatures, then they sign a hentik, they're Mekayim Dishtar. Now what happened was, after the Edim told the three Dayanim that it's true, the signatures are true, Umei Sechad Mehem. Now what happened is, one of the three Dayanim died, so you only have two left over. Slavaisa is still a kosher Kiyam, because at the time of Kiyam, when the Eidim said, they said in front of three Dayanim, but just now when it comes to sign down the signatures of the Eidim, there's only two around. So what do you do? So Gemara says, Tzrichen lemichta, they have to write down in the shtar that the Moisev Talasa Havinon. So when we were Mekayim the shtar, there was three of us. But the Chad L'Sayah, one is not with us anymore. So you have to write that down. Because if you only have, like now, two signatures, with two signatures, we have to be afraid, maybe the whole time, there are only two Eidim, and that's not called the Kosher Kiyam Ashtar. So therefore, you have to have them write down this way. Satsalach, you have to write down to say that three of us was there, and one is not here anymore. So now we'll know that it was a Kosher Adayin, just that one died, the Bezdim, and one died. Omer Rav Nachman or Yitzchak, V'kosev v'shtor adinan, nofek l'kadmo v'edina, if they wrote in the shtar that you should know this shtar went in front of us, a Bezdin, Sule Tzorach, that's also enough. Since you wrote the word Bezdin, everybody will know that there were three people there, Bishas, they were Mekayimit. But what happened was, one died. Fredi Gemara, no, why is that good? Vidilma Bezdin Chatzavu. Maybe it was only two people by the Bezdin. And they hold Ukudish Shmuel like Shmuel holds. The Yom HaShmuel Shnayim Shadonu the name Din. Shmuel holds that b'di'evit, if two people pass in the shaila as the bezdin, b'di'evit is called the bezdin. Shmuel holds the bezdin chotzev is called too. And Allah Riz will soon see, even if you hold like Shmuel, for kiyum ashtaris midrabbonon is made, you have to have three dayonim. So how can we trust this shtar if it says that it was done in front of bezdin and only two signed? Let's be afraid maybe it was a bezdin chotzev like Shmuel, only two people were there. And then it's not a good kiyum? Like it says, Koshmul says, Shnayim Shadon of the Nayim Din, Elo Shanikra Bezdin Chotzev. They're called like a chutzpenik. They do something not right, but it's called the good din for the Evid. That there it says, the Kosev Bey, Beidina the Rav Noi Ashi. That this went out in front of the Bezdin of Rav Ashi. So, male, that means to say there was a good Bezdin there. Therefore, we know for sure there were three people. Freddy Gemara, no. Vedilma Rabbonin, the Rav Ashi, Kedishmul Sirilu. Oh, you're telling me by the Rabbonin, it was by the base of Medrash of Rav Ashi, maybe the Rabbonin there also hold like Shmuel, that they hold two is enough, so maybe still it's possible. Teret says, the Kosev Bei V'yomar, lo no Rav no Ashoi. That means Rav Ashi gave us the approval. Not just Tom the Rabbonin from his base of Medrash did it, but he was here Gufa when we were Mekayimit. So Rav Ashi for sure knows the halacha, you have to have three Dayonim, Beshashi B'mekayim Deshtar. So if it's written in the Henpik that there was a Bezdin here, and Rav Ashi was here with us, he gave us the approval, we know for sure there were three people at the Shas B'kiyam Ashtar. When the Eidim said over that they know the signatures are true, there were three people. I only two signed, we'll know that one died. So the Mishnah. Ha'isha Sha'omro Eishas Ish Ha'isi. A lady comes and tells us, you should know Bezdin was married. Last year I was married. But a grushani, right now I'm a grusha, I received the get ready from my husband. Halach rizna menes, Bezdin believes her, she'd like to get married to somebody else now. Why? She'apesh osu apesh iter. Like Bezdin doesn't know anything about her. As far as Bezdin concerned, she was never married. Who told her she's married? She did. She'apesh osu, the mouth that told us that she's osu, that she's married, that same mouth, she'iter, told her she's a grusha, she's allowed to get married. That's a new svar, the big strong migu that we believe her. The yim yesh edim shoy seishesish. But let's say Bezdin knows through edim that she was once married. The yamer is grushani, and now she comes and tells Bezdin, you should know I received a get. I want to get married to somebody else. Ain't in the menace. Bezdin doesn't believe her. We'll have to say show us your get. But just like this, she's not neman. It's a shal of a dover sheberva. You have to have two edim. She herself is not mutter. She herself is not neman to be matter herself la'alma. What about Omro Nishbesi Otoirani? A lady comes to Bezdin and tells Bezdin, you should know, Nishbesi, I was captured by the Goyim. But Otoirani, they didn't live with me. I'm still a psula. I still could get married to a Goyim. Isn't that menace? Bezdin believes her. She's allowed to get married to a Goyim. Sha'apesh shosu apesh shitter. We never knew she was captured. Her mouth told us that she was captured. And she herself tells us she never lived with a Goyim. The Goyim didn't force her. So therefore she's Neman. What about v'im yesh edim shenishbis? Let's say we have edim though that she was captured by the goyim. V'yameres tyranny, and she tells us she's tor, they didn't live with her. Is ena a menace? She's not believed. This is according to everybody. Even though before it, amachlegas of Gomil and Yeshua, here everybody holds that roiv oivdik echovim aprutzim barois. most goyim have znus. So here, especially if the goyim capture a Jewish girl, for sure they'll live with her. So therefore, if we know that she was captured, the girl is not believed to say that they didn't live with her. And like this, she's possible to get married to a kohen, unless she has an edim, or even an edechot, we'll see later, is also nema to say that he was with her the whole time, and he knows nobody lived with her, will believe in edechot. What about v'yimi shenisa is bo edim? Let's say this girl told us that she was captured, and she said she's tor, so Besdin believed her. And she went and got married to a kohen. And after she got married to a kohen, now edim came and told us that she was captured by the goyim. The lachor is a reizu leteitzei. Since she's already married, then we don't make her get a gift from her husband. She's allowed to stay married. But the Yeved, we say it's okay. So the Vadim Midiraisa Toiz always says that Midiraisa, she's mutter anyway, because there's a chazok and isha has a cheskas kashrus. And also there's a swara that when a girl gets captured by the goyim, she's manavel herself. She like makes herself a dafka look ugly, so the goyim should not want to live with her. So Midiraisa, really, we do believe her. There's only a mile also, Midiraisa, Midirabonin, where Machma not to trust her. That's only lechatchila, that she should not get married. But if she already got married to a kohen, then we'll let her stay married. Omer Rabasi. Rabasi says, Minayin lapesh osu apeshita. How do we know this svara? The Mishnah says that since the lady herself is the one that told us that she got married, she's nema to be, we believe her that she has a get. Minatar, how do you know this svara midiraisa? She nema, because the Pasuk says, Ez biti nosati lishazir. The Torah says what? The father has a right to marry off his young daughter, and he has a right to say to who he married her off. So let us say, as bitu, my own daughter, nosati lishaza, I gave over to this man, lisha, for a wife. So we say, leish osra. When the husband, when the father says, I married her off to a man, he asks her. She becomes osra now to the whole world, because she's married, we don't know who the husband is. Hazir, when the father says to this man, hetira, the Torah is mata to this husband. So that's why you see the father is Nemon with a pesh osra peshit. Trashu nosati lish osra. L'chol olam. When the father says, I married off my daughter, the daughter now is osra to the whole world. To lo yadinan laman, we don't know who the husband is. And now v'chiyomer hazeh. When the father says to this man, hetir aloi, the father is Nemon to say, she's mutter to this man. Why do we believe the father? That's a sore of a pesh osra peshit. His mouth is the one that told us that he married her off in the first place. His mouth is never to say, to we married her. Why do I need a pasuk for this? Svarahi, this is a svar, my own logic will tell me this. If I said tomorrow, a lot of times I ask this question, something that's a svar, your logic tells you, the Torah doesn't have to write it down. Svar is, we know by ourselves, we don't need the Torah to tell us this. So the Torah does not have to say this portion of svar of ha-pesh or se-pesh yita. Hu osra, vu shari Allah. Since he's the one here, the father is the one that says he married off his daughter, so Pshiti's allowed to say to who? In Mishnah also, if the lady tells her she's married, Pshiti, she's allowed to tell her she also received a get. Like, it's a svara, Rashi says. Some it's a svara, you don't need a posik. Samara says, Elik Yitzhak, it's taka true, you don't need a posik. Elik Yitzhak, Kroy, you know what we need a posik for? Likin Rafuna Marav. The Yomer Afuna Marav, Minayin Liyav Shenemun Lesser as Bitum in Atera. The Chiddush is that the father is Nemun to say the Chlal that he married off his daughter. Not the Chiddush he's allowed to say to who, but that he's allowed to say he married off his daughter to make his daughter also. That's the Chiddush. Because Chorza Dover Shebereva, so maybe we should have to have two Edim. Maybe we shouldn't leave the father alone when he says he married off his daughter. So that's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Shenemun, the Pasuk says, as Biti Nosati Lish Hazeh Lish. That I married off my daughter to a man. So the father is Neman, that's the Chiddush over here. That the father has a right to say that she's married and she's also to everybody else now. That's the Chiddush of the Pasuk. Frederick Mori, if so, Hazel Lomeli. Like, true, that's good, the father's Neman to say she's also. But that the father should be believed to say to who he married her, that's a Svara. Since he's the one that made the Issa, the father's the one that told us that he married her off, Pshiti's Neman to say to who? So why does the Pasuk say Hazer to this man? Samara says, true, you don't need it just to say he's allowed to say to which man. Rather, mi boyele likadatoni Reb Yoina. We need it like Reb Yoina's halacha. The Tony Reb Yoina, we'll see later on in the Masechta of Mem Vav, he dashins as viti nosati lishazer. He dashins Hazer v'loy liyovim. To your husband, to your, the husband on the wife, and not to the Yavam, not where it's your brother's wife. So Rashi learns, the Gemara later is talking about, if you want to be Moitzi Shemra, to say that your woman now, your sister-in-law, she had Nus when she was married with your brother. There's a locha that the Yavim doesn't have a locha of a Moitzi Shemra, Leonis Bimei Kesef. We'll see later in the Gemara. That's the Radash. Lishas there, when they have the Chiddush of Moitzi Shemra, if a husband says bad about his wife, and his wife live with another man, and then we find out it's not true what he said, so Torah says the husband has to pay her $100 kanats. So the Chiddush of the kanats is only the husband to his wife, and not the husband to the brother-in-law. To the sister-in-law, you don't have it. On the Yavama, you don't have the halacha of the Moitzi Shemra. And we'll see this later. That's what to do with the word Hazir. Tana Rabban, learn in a branch like this. Ha'isha Sha'amro Eshes Ishani. Anisha says, you should know Bezen, I'm married. V'chozro V'yomra Pnuyani. And then she says, no, you should know that I'm not married, I'm a Pnuya. Sakura is not called a Pesha or a Peshitter over here. She's not saying she got a get. She's retracting what she said. She wants to be Chozer. First she said she was married, and now she says, no, she was not married. The locher is ain't in the menace. We don't believe her. No, forget. V'yomra Pnuyani is the menace. Forget. In the menace. And she says she's a Pnuyani. That means that she was never married. Isn't a menace. She's believed. For the Gemara, why? For a Shav Yelana Shechaticha Yisura. When this lady came and said that she's married, she has a locha to be believed upon herself. Like Shav Yelana Shechaticha Yisura. A person upon himself has the right to put Yisurim. And Desdin believes you. So upon yourself, you have an amonis to say that you're also. So now that you say you're Pnuya, we shouldn't believe you. It's not a pesh or a peshitter. Like you're saying, what you first said is not true. We should not believe you. You have an amonis to make yourself usher, and you can't say you didn't mean it.
The whole world, huh?
What?
To the whole world?
To you? Right. She says she's married. She's usher to the whole world now. And now she's telling us she's not saying she got a get. She's retracting. And it's not Teuch de Dibur. If it would be Teuch de Dibur right away, a person could be choiz the Teuch de Dibur. This is talking about a week later. Later she comes and tells us, she know Pnuyani. Later on she tells us this. Saying in the menace, we don't believe. If it says in the menace, we believe her. The question is why? It's Shav and Nashach Dichad Yisura. When she said she was married, she's lost it to the whole world now. So she's not believed later to say she wasn't married. It's true. Like this time, she's not believed. But if she gives a good excuse why she said at the beginning she was married, then Vesna believes her. Like with a good excuse, then we understand what she's saying. It's also called like Teuch de Dibur, as if to say she never really meant what she said. But it has to be a good excuse, not any excuse you give. That's why the Gemara will soon explain what's called a good excuse. Tanya Ramiyach, we learned like this also. Omru Eishas Ish Ani. A lady first said that she's married. For Chozer of Yom Pnuyani. And then she says what? No, she was not married. Ain't in a menace. Says like this, we don't believe her. She was Shav Yanash, she said she's married. We have to think that she's married. She's also to get married to somebody else. And we don't believe that she's a Pnuya. But, if she gives an excuse to explain herself why she first said she was married, then they're menace. Then she's believed. It's like Kula Chodah Hagodah. She's just explaining what she said. She's not really retracting. She's explaining herself why she said this way. Then we believe her. Now, what's called a good excuse like this? It happened to her with one lady. Gedola, an older lady. Shoisa Gedola Benuya. She was tall and a pretty lady. So the men were running after her to marry her. For Yomra law, so she said to the man, Mukadeshani. Like she didn't like this man that came to her. So she get rid of him. She told the man, excuse me, but I'm married already. Liyomim, a week later, Omda Vikitsha Satsma. A week later she got married to another husband. His master, what are you doing here? Last week you told us that you married already. So how could you get married a second time now? She answered like this. At the beginning last week, the men that came to marry me, I didn't like them. They weren't good people. They weren't nice people. Therefore, that's my excuse. I wanted to get rid of them, so I told them that I married already. But achshav this week, now I see nice men. I went and got married to them. If So that's the halacha. Now, Anisha gives a good excuse to explain why last week she said she was married, even though now she says she's not married. Like, this is saying she's not married. In fact, she got married to a second man. It had to be that she wasn't married now. And the Chacham believed her. So pshat is, if you give an excuse, it's not really called you being chayzer, you're retracting what you said, you're just explaining yourself. Person has a right to explain what he meant, and if Bezdin accepts the explanation, the excuse, then we believe you. But not any excuse in the world are you believed. It has to be a good excuse that's understandable why you said it that way. Like this case, we understand she's right, the way she acted. Therefore, now the Gemara calls the Shaila, Boy Mine Shmuel Merav. Shmuel has the Shaila from Rav. What's going to be if Omra Tumeyani, a wife comes home one day and she tells the husband, Yishnu Amanida, stay away from me. Tumeyani, I'm Tomei. And then tomorrow, the Chosub Yamatarani, tomorrow she comes down and she tells the husband, Yishnu, I'm Tor, I'm not a Nida. Ah, yesterday I said I was a Nida. Chvei, she says no, I'm Tyranny. Mal, do we believe or not? So, Omale, he answered back, Af Bezu, the same swear applies here, that in Nosle,